Last winter, Democratic state lawmaker Matt Lundy questioned how Republican Lieutenant Governor Mary Taylor and Republican House Speaker Bill Batchelder were using state planes. Lundy claimed they were using the planes for convenience purposes, leaving taxpayers to foot the bill. Republican Ohio Auditor David Yost has done an audit on the plane usage, and his spokeswoman, Carrie Bartunek, says Yost found Ohio does not have clear rules for how and when planes can be used.
We did not find any formal policies or procedures that actually cite, guidelines for when it's appropriate and when it's not appropriate to use a plane. Therefore, without those guidelines, it was difficult to say that any flight was inappropriate because there are no guidelines to match it to.
As part of his report, Yost recommends the state sell at least one of the aircraft. Representative Lundy says he will now try to get the Ohio legislature to deal with the issue.
As legislators, we need to look at putting in place stronger guidelines and rules, regulations, laws regarding the use of state property as it relates to the use of state planes. And this includes colleges and universities. I think we need to tighten our belts, have greater accountability, and clearly define and spell out what is public purpose, what is public use.
Yost's report recommends specific steps that should be taken when coming up with rules and regulations for the planes, suggestions that Lundy says could be put into that proposed legislation. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.